Once again, hope you had a great holiday weekend. About to get back to the jams. Thanks for joining us for the Bob and Tom Show this morning on Southern Kentucky's Classic Rock, that really rocks, 105.3 The Point. John Woolahan is here. John, you're marketing director, is that right?
Correct.
All right, all right. Big time titles in here today. He is with the Mint Gaming Hall, which I'm sure you're familiar with down in Franklin, and you may have been seeing some and hearing some advertisements that they were coming to Bowling Green. And John, that day is just about upon us. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, a little bit of that advertising is right here on the point. So glad to know that those spots are running.
And, oh, yeah.
And yeah, I hope everyone had a good Christmas weekend, holiday weekend.
Yeah, no, I keep hearing them saying to myself, when? And now here we are.
Yeah.
Here you are.
We are. So we're looking at tomorrow afternoon to unveil what we call a soft opening for the Mint Gaming Hall Bowling Green.
Got your own website for that.
Yeah, and that's tied in, and the mintgaming.com covers everything.
Okay.
Yeah, it covers the flagship, covers the new Bowling Green location, lots of information in there, and that will be updated as soon as we officially open. As you can guess with these kind of things, right?
Right.
It's about servicing. It's when you get the last inspection. Mm-hmm. It's when you get the Mr. Construction guy out of the way that gives it the thumbs up. Power's on, everything's working.
Could you please wipe the last of the drywall dust off the top of this machine?
And thank you very much.
We're ready to go.
There you go. So we anticipate tomorrow, Tuesday, afternoon, that's the goal. Like I said, we're big on, check the website, the social media will have it. You'll probably see by the activity in the parking lot. So we're over there, the old H.H. Gregg building. Mm-hmm. And so we hope that we're bringing some life over to that area. We got great neighbors over there with David's Bridal and Bargain Hunt. So we're right in between those locations.
Right.
And trust me, we've been spending some money in all these different places.
Yeah.
Some of the nearby restaurants in the mall, of course.
Well, there's lots of great restaurants over that way, too. But, being here off Campbell Lane, I run out for lunch. The first thing I think is, oh, gosh, which way am I going? Because there's so many choices. And then a lot of those really good choices are right over there by you.
Yeah, Pub by Novo's done very well by us, so we'll give them a plug.
Right on.
They'll be able to open a new restaurant soon, I'm sure, with what we're spending in there. But it's good. We like that. We're going to be offering the Corner Cafe will be our staple. So that's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
really good food. I've had that down in Franklin.
There you
go. Do the fries come in that cute little basket?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I love the little basket. It's awesome.
Yeah, and that, the certain orders had the fried pickle that would come with it.
Right,
yeah.
Right, right.
So they're freshening up some things on the menu. Mm-hmm. And, of course, baby steps to get open.
Right.
So what we have in there are going to be about 450 gaming machines. I can promise you that there's going to be some different machines than what you've seen in Franklin at the Kentucky Downs location.
Okay.
So some people say, hey, what's fresh, new, and different?
Right.
There are different games in there. I've seen them with my own eyes, and it's stuff that will not be in Franklin.
Okay.
So that there is a reason to, hey, maybe I want to go here, maybe I want to go to the other location. And Bowling Green, you have a choice.
Right. I mean, the folks coming up from down around Tennessee that ordinarily would just go as far as Franklin, they may say to themselves, what's 20 more minutes? Go check out the new spot,
Correct. And we know that this is a great spot. A lot of people are already coming for the mall. Mm-hmm. And there's people from some of that, maybe not on the south side of Nashville,
right,
but a lot of that Sumner County, the White House,
sure.
Portland.
Yeah.
Guess what? They come to Bowling Green just as much as anyone else.
Sure.
So, we just say we're near the mall and people will find us. And then the other thing is, they're here, they're doing three things. They're going to go find something to eat. They're going to play with us. They're going to go shop at the mall.
Maybe they go to the movies.
Something. Movies. Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah.
So,
the thing about the Franklin location, we were talking before we got our time here that, I've been around here long enough to where I remember to where none of this was happening. And then these leaps that have taken place at Kentucky Downs at the Mint down there, and went down there a few weeks ago. And it's just a constant line of cars going out 31, to get there. So you got to figure that's had a huge economic impact down there. So I would imagine we would expect something similar up here.
Yeah. For that area, Simpson County, which of course isn't quite as, you know, populous or large as Warren and just Bowling Green specifically. So that's a little engine that could down there, and it's great stuff. Now, we're very sensitive to the fact of a few things. You know, one of them are team members, employees, and we take a lot of people from the Bowling Green area, not all, but several, work down there at Franklin. So, of course, there's a lot of people excited about jobs. I can tell you the mintgaming.com still has some things listed on there as far as career as we go from kind of a soft opening to a little bit more opening. There'll be some additional jobs available. There's still some things going on. And we're looking for, you know, the type of person, hospitality career. You have to want to kind of be around that in terms of being around the people. Maybe it's in food and beverage. Maybe it's out on the floor. Maybe it's doing something with what I do with marketing.
Well, and that's big business in a tourist-heavy area like we live in to begin with. And then so you bring that into it, and then that's just going to be. And I'm sure you guys have job openings because you strike me as the type of company that probably promotes from within. So you're having to fill in the back when you're moving people up. So there's probably always opportunities with you guys.
Correct. Yeah, we call that backfilling, and we do have to do some of that between the two properties. And so that's very exciting. Look, it's an exciting time to be around, and especially with our corporation and just what we're seeing.
All right. Well, tomorrow, fingers crossed, the big day.
Fingers
a
crossed.
A red letter day.
Yeah.
In Bowling Green history when we have our very own Mint Gaming Hall right over by the mall.
Yeah. You've seen some of our promotional advertisements, those type of things. So it's been interesting from a marketing perspective that I have. Number one, trying to get the word out about Bowling Green, especially with the jobs and get people going so that we can get open. The other thing is with the more established Kentucky Downs property, you know, we have a week now of people kind of having some days off, finishing up what was Christmas, but finishing up at New Year's Eve later this week. Every night we have drawings down at Kentucky Downs. So we've got multiple things going on. So if you want the bigger drawings and some of the established stuff and you're used to playing over there, but definitely check out Bowling Green when you get a few minutes to see what's there, new and different. And like I said, kind of a soft opening these first few days. Let's get people in through their paces, understand, get Corner Cafe going. Winter Circle Bar will be open. We do know it's football bowl season. Playoffs going on. Well, not still regular season NFL.
But
playoffs are coming. And so we've got some good TVs there. We got a couple surprises. We'll open kind of after the fact with the post time lounge. There'll be some things that won't open on day one, but will be coming very soon there. That allows horses, lots of good TVs for more football viewing. So a lot going on.
Yeah, I like that concept of a soft opening. Just kind of roll it out nice and smooth and say, look, this is what we got going on, and it's going to get even better.
That's right.
All right. So tomorrow.
Looking forward to tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Good to meet you, John. Hey. Thanks for being such a big partner in our community around here. That's quite an investment you guys have made over there.
It is an investment. We're glad to be here and look forward to greeting all the folks coming in. Thank you. Thanks a lot.